September 28. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as unto the Lord, Ephesians 5:22. The third secret of a happy married life is, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, Ephesians 5:19. The third condition for a happy home is to express your thanksgiving by songs. But some people are filled with murmurings and complaints. If you are really happy, there will be a song in your heart throughout the day. According to Psalm 43, we have a new song of thanksgiving which enables us to thank God for all that we receive from Him. Some people thank God for lunch for not for breakfast or tea. Some thank Him only for good things but not for all things. If you know God by experience, you will praise Him for everything, for His love, mercy, kindness, favor, gifts and guidance. Thank Him for the way He sought you and saved you. Thank Him for everything. Usually we say thank you to people for everything. In 1 hour we say thank you 45 times. For everything we say thank you, thank you. Those who have received God's grace will have a song of praise in their hearts all the time. We can thank God even for every trial and temptation. It is only the song of praise and thanksgiving which will give you heavenly joy. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Ephesians 5:20. Note the words always for all things. Begin the day with thanksgiving. Before you have your tea of coffee or anything else, spend some time in thanksgiving, and end your day with thanksgiving. Remember what you have received from God's loving hands in so many ways and then thank Him from the very depth of your heart. The fourth condition for a happy home is given in Ephesians 5:21, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Maintain divine order in your home. Those who should be respected must be respected. Those who should be honored must be honored. Elders must be honored. That is God's order. If you do not respect elders, you will not enjoy divine favor. Wife should be in subjection to her husband. Ephesians 5:22. It is a simple thing, but wives find it very hard to obey their husbands. We cannot change God's order. Your husband may be puke failed or BA failed, yet he is your husband. You must obey him, whether he is rich or poor, educated or illiterate, you must obey him in the Lord. You cannot go against the word of God. But if the husband asks you to go with him to cinema, you should not obey him. Obedience is only in the Lord. This is a simple lesson to learn. We cannot twist the word of God. Some wives change God's order and His word. That is why they are unhappy in their married lives, Ephesians 5:24. Divine order must be maintained. In some homes wives earn rupees 700, while the husband earns only rupees 120. So the wife may say, "You have to obey me because you are earning only rupees 120. You will wash the baby's napkins and I will go to the office." That is not divine order. Husband must be given the right place. He is responsible for the family. He must bear the family burden as a man. Then, there will be subjection and divine order.